भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 19, titled King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices. Text 9. Sindhavo Ratna Nikaran Girayo Namma Chaturvidham Upayanam Upaj Ruhu
Upayanam.
सर्वे लोका सपालकाः सिंधवो रत्न निकरान् गिरयो नम्म चतुर्विधम् उपायनम् उपाज्रुः सर्वे लोका सपालकाः सिंधवो रत्न निकरान् गिरयो नम्म चतुर्विधम् उपायनम् उपाजहुरुः सर्वे लोकः सपालकाः सिन्धवो रत्ननिकरा गिरयो नम्म चतुर्विधम् उपायनम् उपाजरुः सर्वे लोकाः सपालकाः सिन्धवो रत्ननिकराः सिन्धवो रत्ननिकरान् चतुर्विधम् उपायनम् उपाजहरुः सर्वे लोकाः सपालकाः सिन्धवो रत्ननिकरान् गिरयो नम चतुर्विधम् उपायनम् उपाजहरुः. Word to word meaning. Sindhavah, the oceans. Ratna Nikaran, heaps of jewels. Girayah, the hills. Annam, eatables. Chaturvidham, four kinds of. Upayanam, presentations. Sarve, all. Lokaha, the people in general of all planets. Sapalakaha, along with the governors. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. King Prithu was presented with various gifts from the general populace and predominating deities of all planets. The oceans and seas were full of valuable jewels, so that fortunate, law-abiding people can utilize them. Similarly, the hills are full of chemicals, so that when rivers flow down from them, the chemicals spread over the fields to fertilize the four kinds of foodstuffs. These are technically known as charvya, those edibles which are chewed, leya, those which are licked up, chushya, those which are swallowed, and peya, those which are drunk. Prithu Maharaj was greeted by the residents of other planets and their presiding deities. They presented various gifts to the king and acknowledged him as the proper type of king by whose planning and activities everyone throughout the universe could be happy and prosperous. It is clearly indicated in this verse that the oceans and seas are meant for producing jewels, but in Kali Yuga the oceans are mainly being utilized for fishing. Shudras and poor men were allowed to fish, but the higher classes like the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas would gather pearls, jewels and coral. Although poor men would catch tons of fish, they would not be equal in value to one piece of coral or pearl. In this age, so many factories for the manufacture of fertilizers have been opened, but when the personality of Godhead is pleased by the performance of yajnas, the hills automatically produce fertilizing chemicals which help produce edibles in the fields. Everything is dependent on the people's acceptance of the Vedic principles of sacrifice. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshuro Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripataham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So here we are discussing about King Prithu's 100-hour sacrifices. And here, Maitreya Rishi, he is very nicely glorifying the sacrifice. And he's talking about what all things happened, basically, in King Prithu's reign during that time. And here in this verse, it is very nicely given that what happened, you know, during the yajna. So King Prithu was presented with various gifts from general populace and predominating deities of all planets. The oceans and seas were full of valuable jewels and pearls, and the hills were full of chemicals and fertilizers. Four kinds of edibles were produced profusely. So here we see that Prabhupada writes in the purport that whatever is needed for living beings, not only for human beings, for all the living entities, everything is there in this world. The Lord has provided everything. But still, many atheistic people, they have this comment or argument saying, no, this world is incomplete. We have discussed this sometime back also. People say this world is incomplete. And they give the example of rain. This comes in Upanishad also, where Prabhupada writes this, I guess in the first or second verse. So rains are coming, but then the rains are there on the ocean, on the stones, on the hilly regions, and also on the fields. So the Lord's creation is not proper. No, it's incomplete. So it's almost like a person is sitting and reading a book from Kindle, and I go and ask him, Prabhuji, phone aata hai kya isme? Can you see videos in this? So everything is made for a specific purpose. So Kindle is made for reading only. So there we cannot expect to see a video or to attend a call or something like that. Similarly, this world is meant for understanding something. And when we understand the purpose of a particular thing, then we'll understand how complete it is. If we don't understand the purpose of something, then we'll always feel it's incomplete. This feature is not there. That feature is not there. Anyways, now in Kali Yuga, everyone works on features, number of features. All in one. Okay. Yes, all in one. But then, one important aspect is to understand that how this world is complete, we have to understand the purpose of this world. Krishna very clearly mentions in Bhagavad Gita, this world is called as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Now, if this world is made as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, there is a purpose behind. So, there is no question of searching Sukha and that too Shashvat Sukha in this world. So, what is the purpose of this world? The purpose of this world is to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead and go back, home back to Godhead. There is no other purpose apart from this. But when people start finding purpose apart from this, or start feeling that there is some other purpose apart from this, they end up getting into various problems. And then they say that, oh, this world is incomplete. Not everything is there in this world. So Prabhupada is so nicely describing that for fields, there is no need of fertilizers. In this particular paragraph, he writes that just by the rains, all the chemicals, all the fertilizers, those are needed. So they would come down from the hilly regions and they would spread around the fields. And that was enough to nourish the entire field and the crops would grow very nicely. So there's no need of chemical fertilizers. Similarly, we see that whatever things are needed for the need of a human being and the other animals, those are there. In another place, Prabhupada writes in his purport that it's only human beings who starve and die. Animals don't. They get whatever they want. Whatever their need is. Not want, whatever their need is. But when it comes to human beings, because of their greed, they feel that their needs are very high and it's not fulfilled. And most of the time, they die starving. Not only physical starving, emotional starving, psychological starving, and so on and so forth. And here, these are technically, okay, the four kinds of foodstuffs. So when I was reading this, I remembered the sloka from our Guru Ashtakam. Chaturvidha, what is that? Bhagavat Prasado, Swadanna Triptan, Haribhakta Sangha. So the spiritual master, he's very daksha, he's very perfect and very competent when it comes to making very beautiful dishes and very tasty dishes, not beautiful, very tasty dishes for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he doesn't make one item. He knows how to make these four types of items. And what are those? That which can be chewed, that which can be licked, that which can be swallowed, and that which can be drunk. Because the spiritual master's only goal is how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can easily make out what he needs, and accordingly he cooks now for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here we see that all these items which are mentioned here, so they can be easily grown with this natural fertilizer which is coming down the hill. In the next paragraph, Prabhupada is mentioning about the ocean. Pearls, coral, jewels. So, just using this analogy to understand about devotional service. So, we see that people who are at a very low level, so here Prabhupada is saying Shudras, they normally do fishing in this ocean. Whereas people of higher classes, what they do? They dive deep. They dive deep for the jewels and coral and pearls. And again, Prabhupada writes another important point. He says, tons of fishes. Even if the Shudras catch tons of fishes, it will not equal to one coral or pearl that these higher classes of people get. So I was just thinking that even when it comes to devotional service, this is so very valid. Only when the devotee is not deep, when he's not diving deep in devotional service, he'll just keep getting the fishes at the top. And these fishes are stinky. These are not that great. So I mean that a devotee will not be satisfied. He will keep searching for ulterior things even after coming to devotional service. That is the reason we see that not all the devotees are satisfied when it comes to devotional service. Obviously, by Lord's mercy, there are some glimpses of happiness and bliss in between. But then, constant bliss, constant satisfaction, which is there in pure devotees, that sadhakas don't get. Because not many dive deep. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, you know, when he writes one letter that is displayed in the Pandharpur temple. So there he writes that one should chant 16 rounds, and then he adds a line, adds a word attentively. And then again in Bhagavad Gita, in one of the purports he is writing, that one should read my book scrutinizingly. And then in another place he writes, one should hear with complete absorption. So all these things are removed, attentively, absorption and scrutinizingly and all. We just know chanting, reading, hearing. Now, yesterday also we were discussing in the leadership session at Belandur that why is it that our heart is not satisfied even when we do our sadhana properly every single day? Even when our sadhana card is filled, saying 2 hours chanting, 1 hour reading, 1 hour hearing, because it is not done properly. And how to do that properly? Going deep, trying to understand how to do it and going deep in this particular aspect of devotional service. But when we don't go deep in devotional service, the heart remains hollow. So we had a discussion even in Bhakti Shastri regarding envy. So there we were discussing that if the heart is hollow, then all these aspects will come into picture. Small, small things, we will get frustrated. Small, small things, we will start competing with the fellow devotees. Small, small things, the person will start feeling, oh, it's the biggest problem in life, you know, that I have. But when the heart is filled with Krishna, when this person has attained Krishna, or when the heart is filled with Krishna, he feels so satisfied that he is least bothered about anything in this world. Yesterday, we were giving example of Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami would go around with his beautiful deity, Madan Mohan. So he would hang Madan Mohan. It is described in one of the books that he would hang his deity and he would go around. Now, Sanatana Goswami, being a mendicant, a monk, he would go around begging, doing Madhukari. Now, in Madhukari, obviously, not every time or most of the time, they will not give Rasgulla and Gulab Jamun and things like that. Because sometimes when festivals are there, they might. But mostly, wheat flour or rice or roti, which is already made, those things will be given. And Sanatana Goswami, very religiously, very sincerely, with a lot of love and devotion, he would offer it to his deity, Madan Mohan. Now, when he would offer to his deity, so Madan Mohan, once he spoke, saying, you should at least put some salt and offer, then it will be tasty. Then Sanatana Goswami says, today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you will ask for sweets. I am a Goswami, I cannot provide you all these things. Better you go from here. And the deity, Madan Mohan, he says, no, I want to be here. Whatever you feed, I'll take. I'll be here. So look at this, that these Goswamis, they are utterly, if, on the materialistic point of view, if you see, then they were utterly poverty-stricken. In fact, they didn't have a proper place to stay. Every day they would sleep under a different tree. Obviously, it has a different reason altogether. But then, they were completely satisfied with Krishna in their heart. Completely filled. Their heart was completely filled with Krishna. And they were so satisfied, they were least bothered about anything. Sanatana Goswami, again taking his example, he got the Chintamani stone, or Paras Pathar. So this stone has a speciality that you touch any metal, it will become gold. Now this personality, he got that. But then he threw it in the garbage. He threw it in the garbage because this stone which is there, that is just turning everything into gold. But what he has in his heart is the topmost thing. So why to keep this? He threw it in the garbage. So in this way we see that these material allurements will not catch the person when the heart is completely filled with Krishna. If the heart is not completely filled with Krishna, if the devotee is not absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then all the problems will come up. The devotee will become very, very superficial in various ways, in various aspects of life. And he'll be equivalent to a Shudra getting tons of fishes. Even if this devotee, a sadhaka, he might get a lot of things. Name, fame, prestige, money, janam, dhanam, sundarim, everything is there. But still, this devotee will not be satisfied. But if he gets one coral or one pearl, that is realization of Krishna, or if he attains Krishna, that is like much, much higher as compared to these tons of fishes, which are huge in quantity. Right? So in this way, we see that only when a devotee, a sadhaka, intensifies his devotional service, get absorbed in his devotional service, and when he realizes various aspects of Krishna consciousness, then only this devotee can be satisfied. And he will not hanker for anything of this world. Or else, he'll just keep hankering for anything and everything of this world and miss out the goal of life even after coming to devotional service. Even after going to the ocean, the Shudra has the opportunity to go down and get the pearls and coral, but he is busy fishing. Similarly, a devotee after coming to devotional service, if he doesn't realize what is the goal of life, that is attaining Krishna as soon as possible, if he doesn't understand this particular point, then he'll just keep fishing around various things. He might get it, because Krishna is very, very merciful. He gives everything except bhakti. He might get a lot of things, but he might not be satisfied. Right? So in this way, Prabhupada is mentioning actual aspect about ocean, that oceans are full of pearls and coral and other things. And whereas when it comes to Kali Yuga, these things are missing. And what people of this age of Kali Yuga are doing is busy fishing. They're utilizing this in fishing. Prabhupada also writes in one of the purport that ideally at the time, during the old age, people should just go to a sacred place and just do their bhajan and nothing else. And Prabhupada writes in the next line, but these Westerners are busy fishing. He mentioned this in one of the places. Right. So, in this way, Prabhupada is mentioning various aspects where he is actually proving the point that Lord has provided everything for the sustenance of the living entity, not only human beings, but all the living entities, and their names also, animals, reptiles, aquatics, and even trees. So I would like to stop here. If any questions or comments, you're welcome.
Maharaj was greeted by the residents of other planets and their presiding deities. They presented various gifts to the king and acknowledged him as the proper type of king by whose planning and activities everyone throughout the universe could be happy and prosperous. So, I'm not understanding this aspect, how by Kutu Maharaj's planning on planet Earth, the entire universe could become happy. The other, like in general of Kutu, what is happening,
actually, Prabhupada is speaking so much about yajna. So maybe in this angle, if we see, then Prithu Maharaj will make sure that these yajnas are happening properly. So when these yajnas are offered properly, then all the people, especially the denizens in the heavenly planets and other personalities who take benefits from these yajna, will be satisfied. So this is what I understand. Kandrachi Madhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.